The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful afternoon. We are here, as we are every single week, and we talk about spirituality. We raise you to your higher level of consciousness. That is our intent. This will be done with your participating. We could do our part. We ask you to join in. All you have to do is apply yourself to study and want to know more about spirituality, the tool that is designed to get us through life the way it was intended. Wake up, everybody, is what I say to everyone, for them to realize there's a lot more about you than you're aware of. There's a lot more to your existence than you know. There's a lot more that you have to offer, and you are a lot bigger than you think you are, and you are always the one in charge. The thoughts that you're having today, or the life that you live in today, was the one that you fashioned with the mind, your thoughts. You created it. The position that you're in right now, situation, you have created it based on the thoughts that you've had. Were they positive? Then you're doing fantastic. Were they negative? You might not be having as much fun as you need to. Wake up and realize that you are in control of every single thing you do. What you put into the mind is what you will get out of life. If you plant carrots, you will reap carrots. If you plant corn, so shall you reap the corn. If you plant good seeds, you will reap good deeds. This is how life works. And equally, if you throw out the negativities out there, they will come back. They will get you, much like a boomerang will. And if you are planning something bad for somebody, please realize that the sender of that bad thing only knows your address. So whatever thought or ideas or anything that you're wishing on somebody, please make it good. Wake up is what we talk about. You are the God that exists. We don't leave this place. We transform and we do what we call rebirth, where you're going from the physical body that you're familiar with into a spiritual world that a lot of people are not familiar with, and you recycle and you continue like a conveyor belt. You don't leave. I am not convinced there's a down there for you to end up at, the place with the double hockey stick. And there isn't a positive place up there either, where you're going to hold hands and sing happy songs and be great with everyone. All of life exists here on this planet. You're either in the physical or you're in the spiritual. You're either a body or you're not a body. And when the body's too old to continue, you lay it down, you get a new one, and you move on. We talk about spirituality. It is the road that leads you to all things good, great, what you're hoping to accomplish. if the situation that you're in right now, you're not having much fun with it, please remember you do have the ability to change it no matter where you are. You need to create the image in your mind that you want for yourself and just wait for it to happen. Do not change that idea. It's building a campfire and you're halfway through having the flame set ablaze and then you pour water on it. It's going to take you a lot longer now because now you got to go get new firewood and a new spot and you're going to have to start over again. So my thought is always just stay focused on what is most important to you and keep your mind where you're supposed to be. Wake up is what we're telling everybody and realize that you are in charge of you. You are in charge of where you end up. You have the ability and every single tool that has been created for the human existence is within you as equally as it is in everyone else. You did not get a bigger piece of the pie. You did not get a smaller piece of the pie. You've got equal share. It's how you use it, what you do with it, that makes all the difference. We talk about spirituality because it is the journey that gets you to where happiness resides. If you're stuck in a place and you think you have no way out, take a break and give the mind a chance to repair it. If you've grabbed that tree at the very top of the branch and you pull it down, you'll force it to go into a certain direction. The minute you release it, it will go back to what it knows and will remain there until the other force tries to do the same thing. The minute you did that adjusting with your body, the body goes to work instantaneously of trying to correct what has gone wrong or against the body. And this includes the food that you've eaten. It includes the lack of care that you may have given or a vitamin or something that has pushed it off its tracks. Let's say it is doing everything within its power right away to correct it. If you cut your hand, it will bleed and the body is trying to repair that cut right away. If you've changed your mind or you've hurt your mind or if you've stressed the mind, the body is trying to repair it right away. All we need to do is give it the right tools. Wake up is what we say and realize there's more to you than you currently know or you think. Wake up. How do you get to this glorious place? How do you open the door to all that is great? How do you get that monkey off your back? You have to fight for it. You have to want it. You've got to understand that it exists, but you need to apply yourself, and it will require a lot of adjusting, a lot of changing, but you have to apply yourself to it. You must fight for it. You have to fight like that third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. He's going to fight. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Barrington. You're here with us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about waking you up. I want to thank you for coming. The new listeners as well as the old longtime listeners, thank you for following and being there. To everybody from all around the world who's listening to this program, welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Well, today, I want to talk about saving yourself. I went into it a minute ago about saving ourselves. And again, I made the joke about the monkey, the third monkey that's on Noah's ramp. Noah can only take two, remember? So he has to, the third one will have to do a lot of fighting if he wants to get that chair, that seat, that space. Yeah, so fight like the third monkey on Noah's ramp into the ark. So that's what we talk about. So we're saving ourselves. We need to save ourselves. I had a wonderful conversation with a gentleman yesterday, and he was telling me how well he was doing, successful, and doing what was required for him to get through life by taking care of his family. He had a good job. Everything was working out. And I saw him. He was a little bit intoxicated and looked as if he's fallen off a track. That's not judgment. That was observation. I think we all have our own purpose. We all have a direction that we want to go, or the purpose that we've come to do, and I don't know his purpose. Therefore, I can't tell you if he's not doing more, he's not doing better now than this, the life that he's told, the stories that he's told. The question that crossed my mind was, how do you go from that successful place, image of success, to the place where he is right now, the image of not so successful? And it's hard for me to say because we don't know people's path. Therefore, we can't label it success or not success, good or not good, bad. You know, it's all relevant to opinion. And of course, it has a lot to do with the person who's doing this life. This may be what they were supposed to do. He has probably given up, and this is a probability, given up the path that he was on to become a teacher to show others how to stay away from that path, which would make it a good thing. So it's not being labeled, but I did wonder, are we under a lot of pressure? Do we get new friends that influences us in a certain direction? Did we lose a job? Did we lose a partner? Did we, how did we get stressed out? Did we not sleep? Did we not rest the way we need to? How do you make that change? And what occurs in your life for that to happen? It seems to me as if you're doing fantastic at one point, and now it doesn't seem as if you're doing as good. What was that change in tool? What would you say made that difference? Like I said, it was the job that you've lost, a partner, a loved one, a death occurred, or illness. Did something throw you off that path? If the one that you're on right now, you're not enjoying it as much as the one that you're on before, did something bump you off that path? If you're answering yes, and you are that person, or you may know someone, there is a way back. But again, you've got to fight like that monkey I just talked about. You can find your way back. What has taken a lot of us to the point of snapping or breaking is the pressure that we put on our minds and the thoughts that's continually running through our minds. And when we're supposed to be laying down and resting and sleeping and enjoying or rejuvenating the body, we're too busy carrying load, frequent thoughts. You're up all night, you're thinking about all these things, and the brain isn't getting the right amount of rest for it to rejuvenate and start over, as we all need to, every single day within the 24-hour window. What has changed your path? Are you not on the same path that you're on? Are you missing something? There is a way back if that is your intent. If you find yourself being involved in substance abuse, or you're just up all night worried, can't sleep, or whatever, fear, anger. Because when the body falls off its regular axle, it's going to go to something else. Like I said, if you bend over that tree, it is being forced to stay bent over. And if you let it go, it'll go back to where it belongs. Our mind does the same thing. If we're carrying a heavy load and we put it down, the mind will thank you, physically or mentally. If you are carrying stress and you get rid of it, the mind will thank you. And the body, and everybody's working hard to get rid of it as well. So you need to allow yourself to apply the tool that is required to do the repair, if repair is needed. I hope you're following me on this. How do we go from what seems to be doing well to not doing so well? Was it your friends that changed? Did you find a new group of people to hang out with? Or you made some good friends like Jack Daniels and vodka and all those other things that has now become your friend? The tool to replace, to remove, to return, to rejuvenate everything about you is within you. And we need to take a break, give the mind an opportunity to repair itself, simply by giving the tools that are required. Have you changed? Are you in a place right now where you may not know how to find your way back, then you have to do that fight. And giving up is not a part of it. It's not an option. You need to fight as if your life depends on it, because it does. Like that monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. It does depend on it. A tool that you must know is, and it's a phrase that I say quite often, I don't know if I say it on the show, but it's something I carry about with me every single day. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. No one but yourself can free your mind. No one but yourself can free your mind. And if you're caught up in a situation where your thoughts are cloudy or not as witty as they could have been at some point, then it might be time for you to take a break and trace your steps back to find out how you got there. You may not be able to do this in the first attempt, but if you can trace the steps back, you will be able to reverse that cloudiness. No one but yourself can free your mind. And I get a lot of this because people say if I lay on the couch and tell people my problem, they could fix it for me. I have a different belief on that. However, they might be able to show you a gateway, a path, you know, a picture of something. But ultimately, the decision to recover becomes yours. No one but yourself can free your mind. And if you're not enjoying what you're doing every day, do a trace as to what got you. How did you get there? How did you get there? If you're trying to lose a lot of weight, you first need to find out, how did I get there? If you're trying to get clear, you have to figure out, how did I get cloudy? The easiest way to repair is the damage is to know what caused the damage, and then you go ahead and take care of it just so it doesn't happen again. If you are trying to lose, I said seconds ago, if you're trying to lose a lot of weight, the first thing you need to do is to figure out, how did I get there? Within that, you will see the cause of it. If you are able to remove the cause, then you will, like that tree, return to where you're supposed to be. Finding out how you got to that point is the start of getting rid of the cause, because you're definitely not enjoying the effect. We need to find the cause. If you're not where you're supposed to be, there's a reason. Is it your purpose? Is it why you're here? Good for you, you have found it. If it isn't and you're not having fun, now we need to step back, source it out, find out, how did we get here? If you can pinpoint it and there's something you could do to change it, you must. If you can pinpoint it and you cannot change it, accepting it would be the better thing to do. Now let's work on repairing it. Forgiveness is also one of the most important things that we must address in our everyday life. To carry around animosity, hate, and all these things is carrying unnecessary load. In order to forgive, will lighten that load, and you're less likely to bend over or slip off, come undone. So to forgive, and we've talked about this many times, is one of the most important things you can do. To forgive. And also remember to forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Just forgive and let it go. Don't forget, because if you forget, you're more likely to get back into that same situation that you're trying to forgive. But to forgive you must forgive. You lighten your load, you move back to where you should be. We are saving ourselves. While we're on the topic, please don't believe or think someone is coming or something is coming to rescue you or save you. This is where we get caught up and confused. I read a story many years ago about this particular bird, and I could never remember what bird it was, but if this bird was detected by a predator, it would stand still and hold its ground to the part where it won't blink or stop the heart from beating, because this bird is thinking that if I'm standing still, that predator that's coming towards me may think I'm a rock or something, and they'll run away. Not knowing by doing that, he was making it a lot easier for that animal that might come to eat him. Or, you know, we must not journey through this life thinking that someone is coming to rescue you or rescue us or rescue the world. I know that's probably not something you want to hear right now, but there is no rescue party coming to get you. I've said this, if you're out in the middle of the ocean and you should see a shark coming towards you, please don't start praying thinking someone's coming to save you. You better start swimming fast. We're spending our time, we're hiding behind objects, we're hiding under false pretenses, thinking that we can carry on life as we want to carry on life and not worry about anything, because at the end of the day, somebody is coming to rescue you. Well, they didn't rescue your mother or your grandmother, your great-great-great-great-grandmother. So there's a good chance that no one is coming to rescue you. And you may not want to hear that now, because you've spent your entire life believing that there is a savior, ship, something. You are your own savior. Harsh words for some people. You are the one who is coming to rescue you. The observer is there with you every step of the way. I have said many times, you're not alone. The observer sits back and watches and waits. In case you get in great danger, it will intervene. The great danger, like if you try to starve yourself to death in the presence of food, you are going to become incoherent. Go get that food to save your life. That is called the survival instinct that's within us. And if you try to go in the, you know, hold your nose underneath the water or something like that, hold your breath, you will become incoherent and you will pop up and save yourself. That's the savior that's within you. The survival that's within you. The need to exist and survive that's within you. Speak to that one and have them pick you up, dust you off, put you on a path to recovery if you feel you need to be recovered. You are never alone. Your protector is there to protect you, and there isn't anything else. Harsh words for some people. You owe it to yourself to find your best self and live your best life. That gift was given to you when you inherited the body. Wake up. You are your protector. You are your savior. Utilize that strength. Open your mind. Find out the biggest muscles you could develop from that source, from within you, and live it to the best of your ability. You are the strongest that exists, and you need to know that. You are relentless if you're in your approach to recovery of anything. If you feel you need to be recovered, wake up. Whatever it is that's holding you in a position where you're saying to yourself, you can't, I can for sure tell you that you are wrong, because you can. The strength that's within you is the same strength and weaknesses probably within every existing human being. You can save yourself if you feel you need to be saved. Wake up. Wake up is what we say all the time, and live your best self. Do not allow yourself to utter the words, I give up. Oh, forget it. Oh, this is bad. There's no hope. This is so wrong of you. That is what we call the spiritual suicide. The tool is within you. If you're considering, you're locking yourself in a room, or you may have locked yourself in a room, but check your right hand, you've got the key. You're not going to voluntarily stay there. You have the ability. Now, if you decide to stay there for a very long time, that's when the doer within yourself, the observer, will come out and say, give me the damn key, I'll open the door myself. And there you go. You have rescued yourself. You have the ability within you. We all have the ability within ourselves, in us, in our bodies, to save ourselves from anything. If you were ever involved in substance abuse, and let's just randomly pick crack cocaine, because that's the one we were talking about yesterday, you will hit rock bottom if you've got the money or the what are the means to support yourself. And when you hit rock bottom, the doer kicks in and says, you know what, get up, let's go. Don't wait to hit rock bottom. Turn around now if you can. Wake up. Because when you do hit rock bottom, if you're still alive, it will intervene and take you out, get you out of that state of mind, and restore you to something else. If somebody is telling you this is the method to go on, they're giving you positive guidance towards getting out, chances are you're not going to listen because they don't know what they're talking about. But when you hit that rock bottom, the doer steps in. I was having a conversation a while back, and the person was telling me they hit the rock bottom and God spoke to them. I said, yeah, that's probably right. The God self within you, yeah. And brought you to a place of recovery. Much like if we had substance abuse, we'd go to the clinic and they'll drain us out or whatever they do. Rehab. But when you hit that point, yes. And I think crack cocaine has that ability to drop you to the ground. And please don't experience that. When you hit that point, the God will speak to you. And that's you, the doer, speaking to yourself, to saying, wake up, let's get out of here. We've got the key in hand, let's unlock the door. Or there's food in the refrigerator, let's eat. Or this is such a beautiful, let's get out of the water and go running around in the sun. You know, this is the ability that's within you. Other groups have used this to their advantage and to say, well, this is how it is. And they paint a picture of a fantasy. Just leave it there. But your doer will always come to rescue you, which is yourself. I don't know that we'll ever see anything entering into this planet and offering us a great way to live among each other. If that were the case, if that was possible, that would have happened a long time ago. And over again and again and again and again. And everybody will tell the same story. No, it didn't rescue my great-grandmother or my grandmother. or my mother, but it's going to rescue me. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that one. Wake up is what we're talking about. Wake up, everybody, and realize that you do have the greatness of saving yourself within you. And for those who are doing fantastic in life, we're all doing fantastic in our own way in life, and our success is what we want it to be, because success is relevant to the person who's got the desire for success. Keep it up. Ease the mind. Clear the mind. Live well. Feed the body as you should. Take good care of it. And there is your savior. If you're not on the path that you feel you need to be on, now is the opportunity for you to figure out how to get on that path. I said there is a way back. And there is a way back. Let's see what we've got in the emails there today.
And sir, boy, do we.
Uh-oh.
No, folks, you're listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in right now, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Anne did that, and she says, okay, Barrington. Right off the bat, we know this is not good. A lot of times I hear you preach per se that there's no heaven, no hell, no double hockey stick, no one singing kumbaya. But yet, you use a reference of Noah. That's biblical. You believe in Noah? And that's from Anne. Larry says, you've given a lot of hints before about how to reduce stress through meditation. I know meditation can be a very complicated thing to do. However, I also heard you at one time say it's very simple to start. Can you please just give us a couple of basic tips on starting meditation for stress reduction? And that's from Larry. Nate writes in and says, Barrington, I notice you use a lot of Bible quotes, so you must believe in that book. And that's from Nate. And lastly, Connie says, Barrington, what happened to you? You've stated on your show before that you were raised Catholic, and it seems like now everything that Catholicism talks about, you're against, including heaven and hell, etc. What happened? And that's from Connie. And back to you, sir. You got a full one.
Woo! Connie, I'm going to go there first, and that's probably the easiest thing to do. What happened to me? I think what happens to everybody is that we elevate ourselves through life, and the further up we go, the more we see. The taller we are, the more of a broader perspective or view you will have. You grow up and you understand certain things. When I was 6 years old and being dragged by the ear and shoes that are way too tight for me to be brought to church to be told how to live, I did not have a choice. I wasn't happy with it either, because those things go on forever. But anyways, I didn't have a choice, so I had to follow it. And of course, it was absolute truth to that young person. And then you've come to a realization in your own life where you start to challenge and ask a lot of questions, which I did at 16. And from there up until now, I read through all of them, the majority of the bigger books, you know, and I dare say the Bible, because that's Nate's question. But You see more. You find other path. You open other doors. You do not hold your head down and think that's the way it should be, or live in the closet and think it's the best room in the world. I'm not taking a stab at any groups. I'm simply saying live in one room where there's 9 other or 12 others in the same spot. We owe it to us to explore, step out and take a good look at other avenues that may be prosperous. I grew up knowing that the best food in the whole world that ever existed was the food that I was fed my early years in life. And then I got smarter and realized, well, it can't be. It is the best only because I have made it the best. Now, secretly inside, I still think it's the best. But my point that I'm trying to say is we owe it to ourselves to broaden the horizon, open other doors, take a look around the corner, read another book, take another step, learn a different language, do a dance. Which music do we find to be the most satisfying or the best? Well, it's the one that you enjoy the most. What happened to me? I realize that the idea, and I've learned, and I've studied spirituality and a lot of philosophy, and I learned that to not live this life and wait for death to come to enjoy life defeats the purpose of living this life. Makes sense to me. Explain to me how I have a factory and I have a job and I tear it down and build a something else and go into that something else and pray to have a factory and a job. Where does that make sense? What happened to me? I had an ability to open the eyes and realize there are more doors out there that needs rocks that needs to be turned. And I'm not condemning anything you believe, Connie, or everybody else who has the same questions as Connie. You have your belief. Hold on to it. Take a look at another one and see if the truth will not be given to you. And the only way for us to get the truth is to get rid of what's not the truth. And what remains becomes the truth. What happened to me? I would say my eyes opened up. I have found another path, and it is more satisfying and practical, and I could prove it. Prove another one. And anyone out there who does not believe this method, please prove me wrong, and then prove yours. Ask for something tangible, like I will tell you to meditate and you'll feel fantastic. What happened to me, as I just realized, that this rock cannot be the best rock on the planet. So let me check out what other avenues, doors that are out there. And when I realize that the belief that I, the ones that I follow, and you mentioned Catholicism, Christianity, it's the river that flows into the ocean. I believed it, the river that flows into the ocean, and I followed it. I'm in the ocean of spirituality, and I assume the river is just the vessel, the conduit that gets me there, and then I'm here. What happened to me would take forever to explain, but I'm loving it. Thank you very much for that, Connie. And I'm saying that the answer is back to you because I realize that I journeyed through the conduit of spirituality, of the Christian or Catholicism, as you want to call it, into a spiritual ocean. And now I've experienced the entire ocean. So let me say it this way. I might have been living in the aquarium where everything is great and food is given to me and light and all these things and good temperature. But then the choice becomes, do I stay in the aquarium or do I swim out into the ocean? I think a lot of people would make their own choice on that one. Mine was obvious. Nature asking me if I, sorry about that, I went on a little bit on that one. Nate, you're asking me if I believe in the Bible, because I do use a lot of Bible phrases. I do, because I was raised that way, as well as I sing gospel songs and, you know, eat a lot of hard food because of what I was used to growing up. And the Bible thing was more prevalent in home than any other book you could possibly imagine. And I'm sure to this day, if I was to go back to that same home, there's a few of those books that are in the house. But you can't help but read it or listen to what it's saying. And like I said, at a very young age, it was absolute truth until I read. So was Santa Claus, actually, at the same time. I was just realizing that. Santa Claus was absolute truth. And you're excited. Well, no, I'm kidding. We didn't get Santa Claus in our country. When I came here and found out about Santa Claus, it was absolute truth. But it isn't today. I've always said that Jesus Christ was the Santa Claus for the adults. That's kind of what I said. Is it true? Probably. He was a prophet. He did very well. And he's well known around the world. However, I find for me personally, that book is teaching me something completely different that I don't want anything to do with. I believe it. There's a lot of great things in that book. It tells you how to live. Tells you how it talks greatly about history. It talks about, you know, a good way to be honest and to be fair and to love thyself. It does say that. It says a great, it's a fantastic book. It's a good history book as well. Do I believe it? Yeah, I believe a lot of it. Do I believe the whole coming to rescue me? No, that's my topic today. And no, that doesn't happen. It does not happen. the whole belief in this is choice. And I said earlier, and I'll say again, we can prove, spirituality can prove its existence. I would say that to anyone, for them to prove what they're saying, because right off the jump in their statement, mission statement, it says, come believing, and then it'll be real. Something like that. Don't phrase me. Don't hold me to that phrase. But come with faith and believe it's real. And then, of course, it is. If you believe it's real, it's real. If you know it's not, then it can't be. Proof. It would always be good. At this age, we need to have proof. There is heaven and hell, and it does exist. And if you heard me say otherwise, you can correct me on that. However, it does exist within you, and it's generated by the thoughts that you have. Heaven is in you. The two wolves that exist in you, you feed the good one or you feed the bad one. It's a choice that you've made. You could choose to live in heaven by the good, positive thoughts and how you see the world. You're in heaven. And we've all been there many times when we had that favorite dessert or met that, you know, you get the story. And so on. But hell is equally the same. Is there a physical part up there? A physical part down there? As you've stated with the H-E double hockey stick thing I've always said. And thank you for being a long-time listener, because I was thinking that when I was hearing the email. Anyway, the thing is that it does exist within your mind. Once you've left, you've put the body down and you move on to the next phase, which is a spiritual sense. You're not going anywhere else, and you cannot get another body over there because there's not one over there. The material that's going to make the body exist here on the planet. Everything that's within you is in the planet. Everything's in the planet's in you. So you can't go on the other side and bring some of this dirt from over here over to the spiritual side. So this depicts or defuncts the idea of you're going to get a body, or maybe it's a different kind of body, but would you have hands to shake and sing Kumbaya? I don't know. There is no up there. It's in here, in your mind. There's no down there. It's also in here, in your mind. I'm not saying all this for you people who are afraid of going that place to run out and start a ruckus of some sort. I'm simply saying, the choices we make determines whether or not we live in heaven or live in hell. So yes, for telling somebody for a very long time to go to hell, well, okay, you know, take his house. There you go. Take his something, because he is going to be thinking negative. I just said all that part. However, it's a state of mind. So if you choose heaven, and I hope you do, well, I've always said I like the idea of hell because it sounds like where the party is going to be. However, that's just my joke for today. But it's a state of mind. If you choose heaven, you'll be there. You could be there right now. And if you choose hell, so be it. You could be there as well. It is only a state of mind. Huh. You wanted to hear a little bit about meditating and giving you a bit of tips on how to start your meditating to reduce stress. Okay, so let's go about reducing the stress first, and then we could talk about the meditation part. You need to figure out what's causing, if you're able, what's causing that stress. If you're able, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't have something tangible to say, oh, that's what it is. It's the darn grapefruit. But if you can't do any of that and you have to go directly to the meditation, so be it. If you're able to figure out how you got into the stressful situation, you can undo it, and that's become choice. You could undo it. Is the juice worth the squeeze? That's the choice. To undo the stressful situation that you're in, can you undo it? And that's where the choice is. And what are the consequences I may have to pay to undo that stress? So let's just leave it there. You're with the stress right now, and we're going to apply how to get your meditation to stop it, or slow it, or help it. all, what you're doing when you meditate is you're allowing the brain to take a break. You're trying to figure out how not to have a thought coming in at you at 3,000 miles per second. I made that up. I don't know how fast they're coming. But if you're able to slow them down and you're able to rid yourself of those thoughts, the brain is now in a place where it could take a break. The mind, the pressures that you bring into it. So the idea of sitting still and blocking out the thoughts and trying not to have a thought for very long, for as long as possible, it's doing justice for the brain. It's allowing the brain to relax. And you're connecting your inner spirituality, your inner self, your inner soul to the exterior in soul by allowing the thoughts to stop. When you're not thinking of anything and you don't have a thought, now you've just taken the lid off that jar and you open it and you are now connected to the world and you're being rejuvenated. And I assure you, there's no stress there. Sit still, relax for a little minute. You don't have to sit. You could stand, you could lay down, you could be walking the dog, you could be doing all this. But an easier method that I found for myself, and when I speak with other people, they come to this conclusion: sit still, sit up straight, preferably a very comfortable room, somewhere very quiet if you possibly can, and you don't think of anything. And that's hard to do. But I would say you could start following your breathing, the air going into your nose, nostril, and it goes into your system, and then you follow it back out. And that will keep your mind occupied as you focus on the air coming into your system, the inhale, and then you follow it into the system, and then you focus on going it back out. That's a very common method. I've heard that one quite a few times, and it works for a lot of people. For me, I sit still and be very quiet and try to feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat, and if you do it long enough, you can actually hear it beating, and you focus on that, and you're preoccupying the bombardment of a whole bunch of questions and answer, and you know, you try to not have a thought. That's how I do the meditation. If you're very good at it, you could just say, hey, get out of my head, and it's gone. And by the way, you're never going to be able to get them all out. One will slip by the goalie, I assure you, but don't run along with it. One of those thoughts are going to come in and boom, the goalie didn't do his job in that one. And you go, oh, Jesus, I got to go get milk or, I don't know, pay a bill or whatever. Don't run along with it. Let it go. Sit still, breathe in, follow that method, or like I just explained, just empty the head as fast as you can. If you could just do it, or I sit still and I try to listen to my heart. And I assure you, once you start listening to your heart and you can start feeling it, you will also be able to, a long time coming down, feel the pulsing of your pulse or the blood squirting. You could feel that, but that will take some time. For now, give yourself about 3 minutes in the morning, maybe about very early in the morning as you wake up where you're freshest, your best, and give yourself about 3 minutes of trying not to have a thought at all. And at that moment, you're connected to the universe as best as you can. The reason I say 3 o'clock in the morning, because that's the best time. Allow that to happen. Give it 3 more minutes before you go to bed tonight. And yes, you don't have to be sitting down or laying down. When you get really good at it, you could do that while you drive. Don't try that to begin with. Not to have a thought. Follow it. Go through everything and allow the meditation to connect you to the spiritual aspect of your life, connect you to your the way you're supposed to live. And if you disbelieve any of the whole talk about spirituality, remember, it's provable. And you are the one who could go out and prove it. And of course, I've always said, I ask any other group, or we're not a group, this is unity, this is world, this is one people, one thing, one source that you're connected to. And it is not a religion. This is life. No one's asking you to believe it. They're saying, live it, do it. And if you just get rid of the luggage that's occupying the space, the closet in your house, you'll see how much more room you have and all the beautiful things that you have there. I just say, wake up. Wake up is what we're talking about. You're listening to Barrington. Boy, I'm on it today. Listen, this is a book about Awaken and Ascension Guide. It will guide you to your true purpose. And pick it up and give it a good read and follow along with what it's saying. It is a sort of a mini guide to get you started on your journey, to get you starting your meditation, to get you started on the journey that you may want to experience on your own, because you are an entity within this larger scale of everything. Though we're all one, you are still that single snowflake that has its own pattern, if you want to call it that. Your purpose is unique to you, and only you will know your purpose. Nobody can tell it to you. You can find it, and the doer will point you out. They talked about the doer if you were listening. Awaken Ascension Guide is that book I'm telling you about. Align yourself to true purpose, to your true purpose. Available on Amazon if you're interested. We have a lot of information on YouTube, as well as we have a website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. It's a good spot to contact us if you feel you need to and say what you have to say. Check out the email. Check out our stuff that we have out there, a lot of information. And again, you could get our email and send us direct information if you want to, if you have any questions that you may want answers to, or for some people, just to beef. That's okay. I'm here. I got broad shoulders. Barrington Awaken is how you'd see us on YouTube. So if you're interested in some of the videos that are out there, check it out on YouTube. And also our direct email, awaken1308@gmail.com. Beautiful spot for you to say what you need to say or ask what you want to ask or just to have a comment. This is how life works. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the great questions. And I hope I was able to go through most of them as best as I could. I touched meditation. Do I believe? Yes, I said that. And how did I change? What happened to me? And that was interesting. That was Connie. You mentioned briefly that I speak a lot about the whole religious thing, and I have a lot of phrases from that. Yes, I do, but that was prevalent. That was the life I was living in, and I'm going to say it again. I just didn't find all of it to be to my liking. I would ask a lot of tough questions like, you know, if the slave and the masters were praying to the same God, why is only one choice, or one question, one side of the prayer is being answered? If the slave and the master is praying to the same person, why is only one side of that prayer is being answered? And those things were the kind of questions I'd want to know. Well, that one came to me recently, but I would ask a lot of questions and answering what Connie was asking about what happened to me and why did I change? I just found other ways. And I was not searching. It fell on me. Destination. I don't believe in coincidence. One of the biggest questions, well, were you searching? Well, why not? Why are we here? Journey on. That's what I would say. Have we got anything over there on the email side, sir?
We do. Two things. Two emails. Paul wrote in. He says, Barrington, thanks for explaining the whole religion, Bible, Catholic thing. I wasn't sure where you were coming from a lot of times, but I am now. Thanks for explaining. And that's from Paul. And Oscar says, I meditate a lot, but also with meditation, as you say, food is fuel for our bodies. Make sure that you eat properly. All the meditation in the world won't do you any good if your diet sucks. So that's from Oscar, and back to you, sir.
Thank you very much for that, Oscar. And yes, you're absolutely right about the meditation, and positive, bang on about the food. Well, the food is the thing that we need. And what a lot of us are not doing, I don't know if it's marketing on the other side, I don't know how it's working, but a lot of us are simply refusing to give the body what it needs. I'm not gonna pick on anybody, but I know my body doesn't need a triple cheeseburger. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It probably needs a piece of a carrot or something fruit or plant-based food is what the body needs. And if you give the body the right tool, it'll go to bat for you. It'll have your back, no pun intended, but it will have you, it'll go to bat for you. It'll take care of you, but you have to give it the tool to use. If your machinery is broken down and is in need of repair, you have to go out and get the right tool to repair it. And I don't know that you could fix your leaky roof with a mop. You can't do that. You may have to get shingles and nails and a big long ladder, but you're applying the right tools that is required to take care of that job. And that's the food. So we've gotten accustomed to this great taste, this fantastic taste, this other, and you know, we tend to look or crave it at times, but if you could bring it back, scale it back up a little bit and consider just applying what the body needs, then the rest of it is easy. You could still eat all those cells, but make sure the body gets what it needs. And if you're able to do that, you're doing the right thing. You're doing food. And Oscar, you're absolutely right. You could meditate until the cows come home, and you have to prepare yourself better. The body has to be rested. You have to have liquidated from dehydration and all the things that is required. Now you're awesome and you're ready to go. Funny enough is if you get into the meditation, you start doing it, it will kind of guide you into the areas that you need to be. You will find that the junk food is not your friend anymore, or maybe the alcohol or whatever it is that was keeping you occupied. You will find glory and bliss. So the meditation will definitely work. So thank you very much for that, Oscar. And Paul and the religion, okay, yours was pretty quick. You said, I've cleared it up, I hope. And I love that question, because if there's some things out there that I'm getting at that Paul didn't know where it's coming from, give us a call. You know, send us an email. Let's clear it up. And I've tested that many times where I've asked people after the show, what did you think of that? And their explanation was completely different than what I was trying to portray. So, you know, I am trying to communicate to the best of my ability. So for this, I respect and thank Paul for clarifying the religion. I hope you're happier with that, because I'm not really sure how I explained it differently this time. However, do appreciate it. Listen, thank you very much, everybody, for being a part of the show today. We're closing up, and I wanted to go into it real quickly about saving yourself. It's no joke. You can, and a lot of people disagree. I think I had an email from somebody who was asking me, how did I change or why did I change? But we are on a journey. You're not too idle. You're supposed to be advancing. And if you're not, you're probably falling. So catch yourself, figure it out, see where you're at, and make sure you're doing what you're doing. Who could possibly come from where to save us? We're as significant as a blade of grass in the field out there. A lot of people don't want to hear that. Or the rotted apple that's going to fall off the tree next week and get trampled. Or just the one that the bird pooped on or something. We are just a living entity among all that there is on this planet. We all think our seed is special and we're going to conquer the world because that's what we go for. Well, there's your journey towards stress. To live and be happy and to be free was the purpose. And to live in unity among all of us. I didn't change, I don't think. I've grown. And as everybody, whatever you believe, add it to some practicality, and you'll have a fantastic life. Thank you again for being a part of the Barrington Awaken show this week. I hope, and it was a good show for me, because I got a lot out that I needed to get out. So the message that I'm delivering is I'm putting it out there and opening a door for you to walk in. And if you go in and understand it, you will see the proof of what I'm saying. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet next week, don't forget this show will be repeated on Thursday at 10 p.m. in the very same place where you're sitting right now with the same station. So enjoy the show if you do the repeat. If you miss it, every single show that we've always done is posted on our webpage. BarringtonAwaken@gmail.com is our... I messed that up. BarringtonAwaken is our webpage. And if you can send us any information, sure do that. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.